Bible-believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking to us today about a subject that we should all know. You are redeemed in Christ Jesus. You have been redeemed in Christ Jesus.
We've been looking at redemption and what it means for saints in Jesus Christ. And we saw that the Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions, our sin from us. And then also He talks about it in many places, that not only does He forgive us our sins, He also forgets our sins. He casts them into the sea of forgetfulness. So many people are holding on to their sins and thinking that they need to be punished for the sins that they have committed in their life. And Jesus came that He took the punishment for our sins, that we don't have to pay for our own sin. He paid for it. We made our bed, but He slept in it. So we're looking at this and we're finding out that Jesus did a complete work. He redeemed us. We are free from that sin that beset us and held us back. So don't let condemnation, according to Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation for those in Christ. Don't let condemnation hold you back from being who you are and accomplishing what God has created you to accomplish as an absolute world changer, victorious world changer. Let's pick up the service and conclude today.
If He says, I'll remember them no more, then why would He punish you for them? That doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, come on. You have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus' work is complete and your sins have been completely forgiven. Can you say amen? Amen. And that means if they're completely forgiven and we've got forgiveness, the penalty for my sins can no longer fall on me. Come on, I'm trying to get someone set free in this place. God wants some people free, because you still see yourselves as that nasty person that you were. That's not who you are anymore. You are a super person. You're in Christ. You're seated together with Him in Jesus' name. Amen. So don't think for a moment that God is punishing you for some sin just because something bad happened to you. Amen. He's not punishing you. And you can't live in that mode of, yes, I've got all these problems. Look at the cross and know all your sins have already been punished fully in the body of Christ. Watch this. He became sin who knew no sin. Look at that cross. Every time the devil tries to come with that lie. This one I love. Look at this. Don't you like that? One cross plus three nails equals forgiven. Say, I am forgiven. Now, why don't we just thank Him for our forgiveness? Why don't you just begin to thank God and just praise Him and thank Him, Lord, that You took away this thing that would have caused me to go straight into hell. You did this for me, Lord. We just give You the praise and the honor and the glory. Thank You, Lord. We lift up Your name. Thank You for the blood of Jesus, the spotless, sinless blood of the Lamb. We thank You, Lord, for redemption paid in completeness, paid in full in Jesus' name. We are redeemed in Christ. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. There's no other so-called gods that has done anything like this. No one. Not one. We need to start getting who we are and start acting as though we are. Can you say amen? I feel we need to pray in the Spirit in this church every single Sunday service for a couple of minutes. Like we did this morning. And the power of God will start to fall in this place like we haven't experienced in a long time. We've had some good moves of the Spirit of God in this place, but I want to see a breakout of God. I want to see a total breakout. But you first have to know where you're seated. You're not some useless nobody in His sight. You're seated next to Him. You're right next to glory. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say, thank You, Jesus,
for saving me.
For redeeming me and for removing every stain, every sin, every crime, every lie, everything I ever did that was called sin. You've taken it away, and not only have You removed it, You've also given me complete forgiveness, and You don't remember them anymore. I don't get punished for what I did. You know, Psalm 103, verse 10. Someone should read that. Psalm 103, verse 10. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Now, the NIV says He doesn't hold us accountable for our past sins. He's forgiven us completely. We got to get this in our spirit. That God loves us so much that He did what He did. And now we are free from sin. Completely free. Now what God's telling us, He's saying, stand up and be that man. Stand up and be that woman that you are. Stand up and become all that you are. Don't let past life hold you back from a great future. He wants us to become the powerhouse that we are. The powerhouse. When you go and tell somebody about Jesus Christ, know that the power of the words you're speaking with the presence of the Holy Ghost inside of you will bring the glory of God to them. And once that glory of God touches them, their life will be eternally changed forever and forever and forever. You carry a flame inside of you that can turn this world upside down and inside out. You carry the power that can get kings saved, that can get queens saved, that can get princes saved, that can get prostitutes saved, that can get whores and all kinds of people saved, addicted people, drug addicts, people that are in gangs, all the kind of people, musicians that have gone nuts. You can get them saved. You've got the glory of God resident inside of you. Now it's time to release that glory. Release the glory. Release the glory. Release the glory. Release the glory. Become who you are and touch people around you and become all that God's called you to be in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet right now. Now while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're in this place and you're not saved, or you don't know if you're saved, you're not sure. Jesus said in John 3:3, except you're born again, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. And then in verse 5, He said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit, or else you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then He tells you in Romans 10:9 and 10, yes, how you become born again. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I want to pray for anybody in this place or watching over the internet. If you believe that you can be saved, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God today, and you confess it out of your mouth, you will be saved. I want to pray for anybody who wants to say that prayer.
Or if you say, you know, I backslid, I want to recommit my life, let's do it today. So while no one's looking around, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Please, everyone in this place, heads bowed, eyes closed. If that's you, I want you to just pop your hand up in the air and take it straight down again. When I see the hand, I'll know you're there. All right, I see that hand on the right. Anybody else? You see someone that side also? Okay, you can put it down. Thank you. Yes. Anybody else? Praise God. And you watching by way of the internet, same thing goes for you. I want you to say this prayer. And those people who put their hands up, and if you didn't, but you should have, come and see Miss Mary Ann Fungone. She'll be standing up here on my left, your right, after this prayer. I want you to say this with me, especially those that put their hands up, and you watching by way of the internet. Say this. Say, Father God, I come to you today and give you my life. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me and cleanse me from every sin I ever committed. Make me brand new. Create within me a brand new spirit. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my shame, my punishment, my sin, my sickness, my judgment, and he faced the devil, so I don't have to take any of those things. I believe it, I speak it, and according to your word, if I would do that, I would be saved. And because I've done it, I boldly declare, heaven is now my home. God, you are now my Father. My name is in the book of life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm a born again child of the Most High God, being forgiven of every sin completely in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout right now. If you said that prayer and you need to see Miss Mary Ann Fungone, she's got a free book for you coming up to the front here. The rest of you, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you Wednesday night. We're talking about a heart after God's own heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program Extreme Faith airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Pray about becoming a partner with Pastor Jerry as we are called to minister together. God has places for us to go and people to reach. Partnership is much more than being on a mailing list. It is a sacred covenant to Pastor Jerry. Why? Because partnership is a covenant, a joining together in faith. Partnership is like a bridge. It's the great connector that joins those who fund the work of the ministry with the work itself. And it is upheld by the two pillars, prayer and financial support. The bridge of partnership is not a one-way street, but it's a mutual connection that offers a two-way exchange. When individuals, families, and businesses sow both prayer and finances into Pastor Jerry's vision and Tradition Worship Center, the covenant of partnership and the two-way flow of blessings begin. A partner commits to funding the work of the ministry through gifts, talents, contributions, tithes, offerings. Pastor Jerry is quick to point out, Philippians 4:17 says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Go to traditionworshipcenter.com and become a partner today. And remember, friends, we're better together.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie.